Hello and good evening and welcome to another episode of Soldiers of the Light's Ministries, Life's Lessons in Christ. Tonight, or I should say today, we're going to talk about still in our series, Facing Difficulties in Life and the simple meanings of what life can bring when we put our trust in God. And today's message, if I had to give it a title, is going to be God of All Comfort. Now, I'm going to read from our text, but then I'm going to do some scripture reading as well to enlighten you on some things. And the first one is going to be coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, and it comes from the RSV version, and it reads this. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercy and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our afflictions so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. Now, I'm going to go from there and I'm going to jump over to Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, chapter 40. And there's some key verses that I highlighted tonight. And I'm going to jump down and read one, starting with verse 1. It says, and I'm reading this from the NIV version. It says, comfort, comfort my people, says our God. And then verse 8, it says, the grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God stands forever. And then down to verse 11, he tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. Now let's jump over. Let's jump over here to verse 28. And it says, do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. And then last but not least, verse 31, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles, and they will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. May the Lord bless the reading of the word. Now listen, tonight, you know, Christian worship and preaching, right, has as their objectives the adoration and praise of God. They are intended to glorify God. From a human perspective, our worship serves as a dual function. And what I mean by that, it comforts us with the gospel perspective. Or gospel perspective, our worship, claims, right? Now, we are called to salvation and to live according to the ethic of Christ. And it comforts us with the gospel's promises. Now, in scripture, God has given many names and titles. The text declares him to be the God of all mercies, a merciful God. In all the names of God, none is dearer than this, the God of all comfort. Let this be the word of God to us. Now, there are some key points here I want to talk about in talking about life in general and the simple fact of how God can tend to comfort them all. But however, I want to give you a little bit of analogy on the simple fact of the when we go through different things in life and facing life's difficulties in life every day. The number one thing is this. Now, bear with me. Life can be brutal. And what I mean by that is we experience and see our friends experience sudden grief and long drawn out suffering, broken promises, shattered dreams. Now, some are caught in the boredom of a squirrel cage existence. Some tread the sullen bank of dark despair. But let us focus not on suffering and grief, but on our comfort. Let us take heart and be of good courage. What I'm saying to you is that we want our focus on faith, for God is with us. Now, my next point is this. The nature of comfort. Authentic comfort is not the denial of reality. Denial is a natural early reaction to grief in our initial shock, we say, it doesn't seem real. I feel as though this is all a bad dream, right? How many verses said that? But long-term denials does not contribute to our healing. And the simple fact is this, folks, life must go on. We pick up the pieces and we begin again. We do not try to run away from grief, but accept it and return to our everyday duty, our everyday lives, our everyday motion, or going through the motions of things. Now, some think comfort is a weak word, but actually it is a strong word. In the Greek, it has the same root as paraclete, a name for the Holy Spirit. It comes from two words that literally means this, to be called alongside. The Latin for comfort is fortis, F-O-R-T-I-S, which means brave and courageous. Now, what is the source of our comfort, you may ask? Okay, well, let's find out. Let's jump in this. We do not find comfort in trying to escape, right? There's a story of a heavy drinking Irishman was asked why he drank so much. And he said, to drown my troubles, he replied. And then they said, does it help? He was asked. Nah, he said, the devils can swim. Now, we do not find ultimate comfort even in a brave philosophy still. It is not enough simply to say, chin up, when the going gets tough. It is a polynasius to cheerfully proclaim every cloud has a silver lining. Or I'm not convinced that all of them do, but it is not enough to say, real men don't cry. That attitude may be stoic, but there is no real gospel help in it. We need something more tangible, something we can grasp hold to, right? Now we certainly find consolation in the warm support of our friends and our family and those around us, our coworkers. Their presence and their words are consoling, but these cannot bring lasting comfort. Now, the simple thing is this, we need comfort, right? The God of all comfort. He is acquainted with grief. He saw, now let's come on, nobody knows better than God himself, right? He saw his only son die and was helpless to save him if he was to save us. Now, underneath are the everlasting arms. The truth is we do not keep our faith, it keeps us. You know, C.S. Lewis once said that God whispers in our pleasures, but shouts in our suffering. He called it he called it God's megaphone to arouse an inattentive world. Come ye, disconsolate. Where ye languish? Earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Now consider the scope of our comfort in all our afflictions and everyday things that we go through, facing difficulties in our everyday lives, right? We find comfort in physical suffering and limitations. You know, Paul prayed about this. He prayed about his thorn in the flesh. It was not removed, but he learned that God's grace was sufficient for him to bear it. We are comforted in our anxieties and mental anguish. Never forget the ringing promises in Philippians, the peace of God will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Now, there is also comfort of forgiveness for our guilt. We have the joy of sins forgiven, a new life in Christ, and the assurance of our salvation. Nothing on this God-given earth can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. In Him, we are definitely 100% secured. We can find comfort in the face of death itself. You know, the King of Terrors, humankind's last enemy, was conquered on Easter morning. It lost its sting, its power to hurt us. And that, my friends, was at the resurrection that Jesus Christ paid the price. Now, come ye disconsolate, where ye languish, earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Now, my last point is this. there is stewardship of comfort. And what I mean by that is that that we may be able to comfort those who are in any afflictions, right? Paul saw suffering not simply as misery, but as an opportunity for ministry. There was a writer or a speaker, I believe, by the name of Thornton Wilder, said that in love's service, right, only the wounded soldiers can serve. Imagine that. A man who lost his sight established St. Dunstan's Hospital in Britain for treating soldiers who were blinded in World War I. Now, you have suffered and you have found comfort. You can comfort others in ways that someone else cannot. Remember that Jesus said, when we do something for others, we've done it for him. Now, in conclusion, listen. I have to go back to these words. You know, God suffered for us on the cross. God suffers with us in intercession. We are not alone. These words I leave with you again. Come, ye disconsolate. Where ye languish, earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Now listen, you know, there's something great in resting in the promises of a God that comforts, right? Now, I say that, reason I say that is because God, you know, longs to be with us. God yearns to walk with us, you know, and he said in his word in Isaiah, do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, and he will not grow tired or weary. That means God is on watch for us to comfort us 24 hours a day. And listen, what I like about the simple fact is, I'm going back here because, you know, what I love about the simple fact of our Heavenly Father and His Son Jesus Christ, you know, when I read the scripture in verse 11 where it says he tends his flock like a shepherd, he gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. Now, you know, when you look at that picture, right, let's go back here for a minute. God is often pictured as a shepherd, gently caring for and guiding his flock. He is powerful, yet careful and gentle. He is called a shepherd, the good shepherd, the great shepherd, and the chief shepherd. Note that the shepherd is caring for the most defenseless members of his society, children, and those caring for them. This reinforces the prophetic theme that the truly powerful nation is not the one with a strong military, but the one that relies on God's caring strength. Listen, if we rest in that and we rest in those promises, I guarantee you there's great comfort, there's great joy in what God can do in our lives. Amen. All you have to do is trust and believe in the process and watch God work and do his thing in your life. We can go through life facing great difficulties without a care in the world, without a worry at all, because God has us. God has us in his grips. God has us. He's there to comfort us. And yet he longs to walk with you and be with you. What did he say in Isaiah 40 verse 31? But those who hope in the Lord, they will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles, and they will run and not grow weary, and they will walk and not be faint. There's great joy in that. Listen, let's pray. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for your great strength and your great comfort, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for the simple fact of who you are. We thank you, Lord God, for the fact that you have been the God of all comfort. You have been everything in to us and everything for us. And Lord, I pray right now that we will trust in you and believe in you and rely on your strength and the comfort that you give. Lord, I ask that you bless everybody and keep everybody safe, Lord God. For it is in Jesus' name we pray. I pray. Amen, Father, amen, Son, and amen, Holy Ghost. Listen, God bless you. And you have a great night, and I will see you next time. Take care.